You're with SBS Radio.
Ang Labor ay nahaharap sa pagpuna mula sa parehong koalisyon at Greens kaugnay ng mga patakaran sa pagbabago ng klima nito. Nangatwiran ng koalisyon ang paraan na inihahain ng Labor ay masyadong mahal, habang sinabi ng Greens na ito ay magpapabagal sa paglipat sa mga renewable na enerhiya. Sa tampok na ulat ni Greg Diet na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Sa nakalipas na mga araw, si Bill Shorten ay naharap sa paulit-ulit na mga katanungan sa halaga o magagastos ng kanyang mga patakaran sa pagbabago ng klima, ngunit hindi pa inilalabas ng Labor ang mga gastusin sa patakaran nito, ang mga sagot ng leader ng oposisyon ay walang tumpak na presyo. Upang matugunan ang isang pangako na palaguin ang ekonomiya ng 23% at mabawasan ang mga emisyon ng 45% pagsapit ng taong 2030, papayagan ng Labor ang mga negosyo na bumili ng mga international na permit o permiso upang mabawasan ang kanilang mga emisyon ng karbon. Sa pagbanggit sa isang pagtatantsa mula sa BA Economics, sinabi ni Scott Morrison na ang diskarte na ito ay napakamahal.
He still can't tell Australians what the cost of his emissions reduction policy is on Australians. Now, BA Economics have said what it is. It's $9,000 for every wage earner. That's what they've said. And he hasn't been able to dispute it. And today, he can't even tell you how much money that companies are going to have to send offshore. Yeah, the Australian reports today $25 billion. We actually think it's higher than that. I understand it's around $35 billion that they will force companies to send offshore for those foreign carbon credits that could be invested here in Australia in employing more people, increasing wages.
Samantalang pamamaraan ng Labor ay nagpasiklab naman ng galit sa Greens. Sinabi ng tagapagsalita ng Greens sa usapin ng climate change, Adam Bandt, ang pagpapahintulot sa mga negosyo na bumili ng mga permiso mula sa ibang bansa ay nag-outsource ng mga tungkulin o responsibilidad at makakaantala sa pagtulak patungo sa mga mapagkukunan na renewable na enerhiya sa Australia.
Labor at the moment risks peddling a climate con. So Labor needs to come clean about how much of their climate target will be able to be bought overseas so that coal-fired power stations keep chugging here. Because when the Labor leader says, look, our climate policy is going to have the same impact as the Liberals, then we all have every reason to be worried. Yes, let's kick this rotten government out, but the next one can't keep allowing coal-fired power stations to continue to pollute, because if you haven't got a plan to get out of coal, you are not serious about climate change.
Habang hindi inilalantad ang kabuang halaga ng kanyang patakaran sa pagbabago ng klima, si Bill Shorten ay nagbigay ng ilang iba pang mga numero o figura.
I'll give you three numbers. 50,000 more jobs in renewables if we go down our path. I'll give you another number. $18 billion the cost of natural disasters. But here, I'll even give you a more modest number. When this government, when the current Prime Minister was the loyal treasurer of the previous Prime Minister, if you believe that, I've got a bridge to sell you. But anyway, when the Prime Minister was the Treasurer, when the current Treasurer was the former Environment Minister, when Malcolm Turnbull was still on top, they said the National Energy Guarantee would deliver $550 in lower household prices on energy. The numbers we're using are the numbers the experts are given. They're the publicly available numbers, and it's in some cases Malcolm Turnbull's own numbers.
Sinabi ni Scott Morrison na ang kabuang gastos ng polisa ng koalisyon ay 3.5 bilyong dolyar. Sa iba pang mga kaganapan, tinatanggal ni Clive Palmer ang kanyang mga plano upang labanan ang marginal na pwesto sa hilagang Queensland sa electorate ng Herbert, at sa ngayon ang dating manlalaro ng rugby league, Greg Dowling, ang tatakbo para sa naturang pwesto para sa United Australia Party. Ito ay kasalukuyang hawak ni Cathy O'Toole ng Labor. Sinabi ni Ginong Palmer na siya ngayon ay nakatuon sa isang pwesto sa Senado at naniniwala siya na mananaig.
We'll win. You'll see that I'll be in the Senate. There's no question about that, I don't think. We're looking forward to controlling the balance of power in the Senate. And of course, the real polls tell you that that's what will happen. And that's what's happening now.
Ito ang Radio SBS sa wikang Filipino.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.